And to Alaska now, where reporter Ann Sutton of member station KTOO went along with a few brave souls. They ride the powerful waves that pound southeast Alaska's coast.
Tiny Yakutat, Alaska is tucked into a sheltered bay along the Gulf of Alaska. Its only access is by boat or by plane. Upon approach, the jet flies over mile after mile of white sand beaches where majestic waves curl and smash into foamy surf. A surfer's paradise, you think, until the pilot pipes up.
Temperature about 40 degrees. Light winds out of the east at about 8 knots.
Oh yeah, it's October, and this is Alaska. You peer outside the airport terminal and realize before you can surf, you'll be setting up camp in a rainforest. Camping gear, well-bundled surfboards, and dry bags packed with wetsuits tumble down the baggage chute. Then it's off to storage for more equipment, including an inflatable boat that will ferry the surfers and their gear to a nearby coastal island. Ken Hughes mans the tiller. He's a draftsman in his other life, but a surfer since he was a boy in Southern California. He's part of a small group of Southeast Alaskans who've been visiting Yakutat for about 20 years, united by a single passion. Surfing.
Just awesome. That's beautiful. It's just gotta last until the morning.
First, they must set up camp before dark sets in.
Kind of like life. There's this internal quandary.
Hawaii-born Daryl Zayo is a union rep in his day job.
You know, if I go surfing now, can I still get my camp set up and things done? Or if this is like the last time we go, and we'll never know. And it's pivotal moments, you know, in a very short period of time. A microcosm of our lives. Maybe I better go to the bathroom. I think that's what it is.
To their collective relief, the surf lasts through the night. And come morning, the first rays filtering through the trees spotlight an otter frolicking in the foam. Soon, the once deserted beach, where a solitary wolf has left its tracks, is noisy with surf talk. TV station manager Jim Mahan, state worker Ron Crayer, and Hughes plan their attack.
Look at that sweet little wall.
Couldn't be better. The sun's on the break.
I know, there's no wind.
See, watch the right. It's much more makeable. It doesn't section out.
Left looks.
Yeah, it'd be way over here on the left.
That looks pretty ideal right there.
Finally, the moment of truth. Zayo and Hughes, dressed for the chilly waters in neoprene wetsuits, gloves, and booties, paddle their boards through the oncoming rollers and wait, while a peanut gallery of fellow surfers lines up in folding chairs along the beach.
Okay, here comes Ken's big wave. Everybody's here to witness it.
Mahan provides the commentary as Hughes grabs a swell, rises to his feet, and floats across the top of a wave.
The inside section. Oh, little floater. All right. $50 wave, that one.
You might say that floater was righteous. I'm Ann Sutton, NPR News, Yakutat, Alaska.
Yeah, it's looking good out there.